Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
Officials in the White House say the US is pausing all military aid to Ukraine in an apparent effort to pressure Ukraine into peace talks with Russia, along the lines proposed by President Trump. The move follows last Friday's row in the Oval Office between President Trump, Vice President Vance, and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
Officials speaking on condition of anonymity told White House correspondents that the US is pausing and reviewing all its military aid to Ukraine. The officials said the pause on aid could be lifted if President Zelensky demonstrated what they called a good faith effort to engage in peace talks. The decision was taken at a meeting of senior administration figures, including Vice President Vance, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, and Middle East Peace Envoy Steve Witkoff. Later today, President Trump will deliver the annual State of the Union address to Congress and is expected to set out his Ukraine plans in more detail. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
President Trump's long-threatened 25% tariffs against Canada and Mexico came into effect overnight, as did a new 10% levy against China. China swiftly announced its own countermeasures, which include 10 to 15% tariffs on some US agricultural goods. Beijing has also targeted various US firms in aviation, defense, and tech. Canada has vowed that it too would impose 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of US goods. Mexico is expected to announce its response later. Two major government advisory councils have come together to warn that Ireland must act now to avoid massive financial costs from missing its 2030 climate targets. In a joint report, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and the Climate Change Advisory Council described the potential costs as staggering. It could require having to pay between 8 and 26 billion euro to our EU partners if climate action is not stepped up swiftly. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
Right now, Ireland is heading to massively overshoot its 2030 greenhouse gas emissions targets. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says if the situation doesn't rapidly improve, it will cost the country between 8 and 26 billion euro for carbon credits to cover the gap. That is an enormous range, reflecting huge uncertainty. For instance, nobody yet knows what a carbon credit will cost or what additional climate measures will be implemented here. However, there is no uncertainty about the key message in today's report. It is that no matter how enormous the bill is shaping up to be, it could be more than halved to between 3 and 12 billion euro if the comprehensive range of measures in the Climate Action Plan are implemented at scale and speed right now. The chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Mary Donnelly, said it is better for the government to make the investment into households and businesses now rather than paying significant compliance costs in the years ahead.
The Minister for Transport, Environment, Climate and Energy, Dara O'Brien, will seek government approval today to develop a state-led liquefied natural gas terminal. The floating facility at a coastal location would serve as the country's emergency gas reserve. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This is a controversial form of gas that has already generated heated political debate and that is certain to continue after today's government decision. Minister O'Brien will tell his colleagues this morning that a temporary gas reserve is now critical to Ireland's energy security as the state continues to transition to clean, renewable energy. The plan going to government states that this emergency reserve will provide an alternative source of gas at an appropriate scale if Ireland was to experience interruption to gas supplied through its subsea interconnections. There will be a firm pledge, though, that it would only be used in the case of a disruption to gas supplies.
Talks aimed at resolving the long-running pay dispute in the community and voluntary sector were adjourned late last night at the Workplace Relations Commission. Negotiations involving unions and government representatives began yesterday morning. The talks have been adjourned until Friday. Dublin City Council is to remove and destroy lockboxes that have been placed in public areas because they say they pose a health and safety risk. The boxes are generally used by those with short-term rental properties. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari.
Small metal boxes with combination codes have become a regular sight in Dublin city centre, particularly in areas popular for short-term lets. Using them means property owners don't have to meet their guests in person. But Dublin City Council say lockboxes attached to poles or chained to bicycle stands are a potential trip hazard that may cause public liability issues. Independent councillor Mannix Flynn believes lockboxes are being used by those who don't want short-term letting activity to be detected and by some people dealing and buying drugs. But lockbox owners say they're an essential part of the short-term rental model. Dublin City Council says they're giving notice about their removal to ensure tourists using lockboxes aren't suddenly stranded in Dublin City. The policy only applies to those in the public realm and not on private property. The process of removing them begins from April 14th.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
A generally dry day with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. Some rain or drizzle later across Connacht and Ulster. Mild with highest temperatures 9 to 12 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds will reach gale force 8 this afternoon on Irish coastal waters from Erishead to Rossall Point to Malin Head.